an old gnarled apple tree in the garden, an ancient aga in the kitchen, a house that held over a century and a half of stories. On its 150th birthday, over 40 years ago, we moved in. The children had a swing from the branches of the tree. They climbed up to escape calls for tea or tasks. They helped pick windfalls in the autumn to make apple jelly. The juice seeped through a heavy bag suspended over a stool. A handful of blackberries turned it pink. Now these children have their own children and are shaping their memories. The aga is no longer riddled to get the ash to drop down, but fired up by gas. It still warms the kitchen, and soups are made on the hot plate and bread is baked in the oven. Chilled children sit by it and wonder that their parents continue to resist having central heating. However, the old house is grateful, and the occupants put on another layer and scoff at the tender young who shiver. The branches on the apple tree start to rot, and one by one they are removed. One falls into a neighbour's garden, and we wonder how much longer. Then, last year, the tree man said, "I think it's time." "Leave its footprint," I pleaded. "Of course," he said. "And I'll leave some logs too, and a couple of larger pieces. You might get something made from them." My mind races with possibilities, and my fingers tap in wood turners on my laptop. And around the base of the old tree trunk, I plant bulbs for the springtime.